It's time for our regular weekly feature, Ask the Dean, with Dean Rob Curietta, Dean of the USC Thornton School of Music. Our question this week comes from Orange, from Audrey. What does Audrey want to know?
Well, Gail, she asks a very, very important question. She says, I worry about the artists in the symphony. Is their hearing impacted in sitting so close to each other? And that's such an excellent question. For this one, I really didn't have to go very far in the faculty because this is an area where I've done extensive research. I just talked to myself.
People looked at you strangely.
They did. Yes. They're used to that. I think, first of all, we have to understand a few basics of hearing loss to understand where this goes. There's two kinds, basically. There's age-related hearing loss, presbycusis, that all of us will experience, and there's nothing we can really do about that. Then the other is noise-induced hearing loss, and that's the one that we're really concerned about with musicians. What happens with both of these hearing losses is that the nerve endings that respond to specific frequencies literally die. So there's no reversing these. So they're caused really by three factors, the noise-induced hearing loss. One is the loudness of the sound. The other is the length of exposure to that sound. And then third, very importantly, is heredity.
So some people's ears are more sensitive than others?
Absolutely. In some of the research that I was doing, the number one factor, even before we measured musicians' hearing, was to ask them about their parents. And we could pretty much have a good feel of what we were going to find once we found out about their parents' hearing. So we can look at these two factors, loudness and length, and it's important to look at them together. You know, with loudness, with that really huge sound, it is possible to lose your hearing at once, an explosion, something like that. But that's rare. It's more likely that what we're going to have is a loud sound over an extended period of time. That's where we worry. And even the government has their standards based on a formula, how loud versus how long. And so you could have a loud sound that you're exposed to for 15 minutes and it's not going to cause permanent damage. You could have a lesser sound if you're exposed to it for 8 hours a day, you're going to have problems. And that's important in knowing musicians because even though the loud sections of a symphonic work may be above safe levels, they're short. There's a lot of dynamic range that happens in symphonic music. Not true in pop music and in rock and roll. It's loud and it stays loud. There's not a lot of dynamic contrast. So it seemed to argue that symphonic musicians aren't at risk like pop musicians. Not true because of the length of exposure. Symphonic musicians practice so much more than do pop musicians, usually as a general rule.
So even the sound of their own practicing
Absolutely.
In their ears can be right. disturbing.
And when you think about it, picture a violinist. Think about how close the sound being generated is to their left ear. It's inches away. Even though it's not an overwhelmingly loud sound, like maybe an electric guitar or percussion, it's so close to their ear, so it's very dangerous.
Yet a musician needs to be able to hear exactly what they're doing, so in this case, earplugs probably wouldn't work.
You're so right. This is the catch-22. If we wear ear protection, it really defeats the purpose of being a musician. A musician needs to hear nuances. So the logical thing would be, yes, put in ear protection and protect yourself. That doesn't work because then you can't hear yourself, and if you can't hear yourself, you're not going to be a great player, of course. And so it really does create a problem. The most important thing to save one's hearing is really the acoustics of where they're performing, where they're practicing. If it's a very good room that doesn't have a lot of resonance, that's going to help a lot. So acoustics helps quite a bit. There are ear protection specifically for musicians. I've used them. I still find them distracting. Some ear protection takes out certain frequencies to protect the ear, and that doesn't work for a musician. So the musician ones tend to just take everything down a certain notch, but it's distracting.
In my field as well, the ears are important,
sure.
especially when you're producing programs and mixing and so forth. And broadcasters tend to wear headphones, mm-hmm. sometimes at a very high level,
yes.
especially news anchors. And there's a lot of hearing loss in our industry, too. In
yes.
fact, it's something that I think is really under-researched. But I imagine that school band directors
oh, yes.
must go through a lot of this kind of thing.
And that was the area that I was most interested in my research, was looking at high school band directors specifically. I went one time to visit a student teacher, and it was raining, and the marching band was practicing inside. And that was a louder experience than I had any concert or anything I'd ever gone to. This was so much louder than that. it was quite clear that high school band directors are very much at risk from this for a variety of reasons. They tend to work specifically with brass or wind bands, and they're loud. They tend to practice early in the day, so they might have a practice at 7:30 in the morning, and then all day long their ears are being exposed to more sound after they're irritated. Plus, schools are notorious for having terrible acoustics in their band rooms, if they have a band room. So it was really terrible, and we saw quite a bit of hearing loss in the band directors. The good news is we really found none in the children, in the high school students. And again, it could be loud, but it's for a short period of time. The band director is there for period after period, year after year.
Do musicians tend to have more sensitive ears than the general public?
Yes and no. From the mechanical standpoint, there's really no difference that anybody's ever found between a musician's ear and a non-musician's ear. But what's different is the amount of training that we have in paying attention to sound. So musicians, if they go to a university, spend years in something called ear training classes, where they're learning to discern, and in their own playing, they're learning to discern very, very subtle differences, so they get tuned into and focus on sound much more.
All right, well, very interesting question from Audrey Taylor, and a most fascinating answer. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. My pleasure.